You are now listening to a member of the Disney Podcast family. Head over to Disney Podcast Family on Instagram to see all the latest posts for this show and links to other great Disney podcasts.
Inspiration is at the heart of all creation.
Spark a dream that we're meant to follow.
You're listening to the Extra Magic Hour, brought to you by Walt's Apartment Podcast and the Diz Insider. Join the team in the studio as they bring you the spirit of Disney through park news, history, and tips and tricks to make your Disney Parks vacation even more magical.
Such a dumbass. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Extra Magic Hour. This is the Disney Parks-centric show for Walt's Apartment, A Light in the Window Productions. I am one of your co-hosts, Joey, and I am joined by two of my awesome co-hosts, the podcast princess herself, Sam. What's going on?
Hey, just happy it's Wednesday night.
Right on. How's that Indiana Wi-Fi doing this evening?
Hopefully good. So Indiana weather, not so much. We had 70 degrees and tornadoes yesterday evening. And this morning we woke up to less than 30 degrees and snow. So
That is drastic.
It is drastic. And 50 degree drop overnight. So thank you, Indiana weather.
Yeah, no kidding. We're pushing 70 today here in sunny California. But anyways, I digress. Also joining is my awesome other co-host and lovely girlfriend, Courtney. What's going on?
Everything's good. Just got in and from work, and I'm happy it's Wednesday night. Let's go.
Let's do this. So, of course, Extra Magic Hour, as all the other shows in Walt's Apartment, are brought to you by some very awesome sponsors. We got Getaway Today Travel. We got Sunken City Designs, and we also got Wear the Park. Scavenger hunt game by good friends Kevin and Amanda. So go check those out. Is it too early to play one of our ads here? So
yes, definitely too early to play one of our ads.
Well, that's good to know. So anyways, we got some fun topics for you this evening. I'm so glad I can say this now. Our big Papa Disney Sean will be back, thankfully. Next Extra Magic Hour and next live show, March 6th, I believe. So welcome back. It couldn't have been better timing. But like I said, we got some very, very cool topics. And also one of our favorite things that we like to do. And that's This Day in Disney History, presented by Sam. So what do we got this week?
This week in Disney history.
That's what I meant.
So the 28th of February is usually what marks the spring training for the Atlanta Braves. And for a very long time, they would use the Wide World of Sports complex for their spring training. I don't know that they still do.
I think they stopped doing that a year or two ago.
Yes, because they don't really use the complex anymore. That's where their spring training was always starting on February 28th. So from 2003 till, I think it might have been 2019.
Yeah, fairly recent, I believe.
The February 28th was when they would always start their spring training, and it was always a game against Georgia Tech. In 2007, on February 28th, Muppet Mobile Lab, featuring interactive audio animatronic Muppet characters, was tested at DCA. You guys ever seen anything? Have you seen that?
I just saw videos. I never saw it live, unfortunately.
Yeah, I don't think I saw it live.
Very Muppet-esque right there.
That was very Beaker. Yeah. 1987, on February 28th, Tokyo Disneyland welcomed its 40 millionth guest.
Wow.
And then going to throw some in for February 29th as well, because leap year. So I just pulled some from 2012. Disneyland in California and the Magic Kingdom at Walt Disney World opened at 6 a.m. in celebration of Leap Day. They had a 24-hour event dubbed One More Disney Day. And it was the first time in Disney history that both parks operated for 24 hours at the same time. To commemorate the event, Disney handed out special Mickey ear hats to the first 2,000 guests who entered the parks. And they ran the event until 6 a.m. on March 1st. Disney's Animal Kingdom also had a Leap Day event aimed at helping guests learn more about frogs, toads, and other amphibians. That took place at Rafiki's Planet Watch. And then the Road to Cars Land was the sneak peek of the plans for Cars Land. And they got to see, guests got to see a model of the land, scale models of some of the new ride vehicles, and sketches and early concept art. Those things debuted at Walt Disney Imagineering Blue Sky Cellar at DCA on February 29th, 2012.
I remember when they did that. Did you and Kelly go? No, we didn't go until they did Rock Your Disney Side in 2014. So they had already done it a couple of times, but they also found out that it was not cost effective to keep the park open for 24 hours. And it got really, really, and as the years went by, more people knew about it. And so it got to the point where they had to keep the gate, like they would periodically have to close the gates. It got so bad. So.
And I know, like, in the Monsters, Inc. or Monsters University time that they did it, and the people were going, and they were just going and hiding and falling asleep. It's like,
yeah,
why the hell would you go to Disneyland just to fall asleep? I mean,
yeah, people couldn't hang. Like, they wanted to be there, but they couldn't hang, so they were just sleeping in the park. So they kind of finally decided to put a kibosh on that.
So this first one, the Leap Day, the extra Disney day, I was actually planning on doing this with my niece. She wound up going. But as we got closer, this was on a Wednesday, I remember, because this is when I worked for the airlines and that was my day off. So we were planning on, I had Wednesday, Thursday off. But the closer we got to it, I got probably the sickest I've ever gotten with a flu. And I mean, I even told her ahead of time, I'm like, I'm sick, but I'm just letting you know I might not be able to go. And every day I just got worse and worse. And that was actually the day that they filmed the Modern Family episode of Disneyland.
No way. That's awesome. Yeah.
Cause she's like, I just saw Cam and so-and-so, you know, at Big Thunder Mountain and, and a couple other characters. So I was almost there, but I almost died.
No.
But thanks, Sam.
Die. Don't be so dramatic.
Well, we're happy you didn't die.
Well, my mom says my mom always says, like, you must have been really sick if you didn't go to Disneyland when you're supposed to go. I'm like, well, I almost died.
Aww. Well, yeah, we're glad you didn't. And you're welcome. So ready to move on. I actually think now would be an appropriate time to take one of our sponsor breaks.
All righty, so let's do that right now.
Where in the park Seek and Find Image Scavenger Hunt games will have you exploring theme parks like never before. But this is not like your childhood scavenger hunts. There are no word-based lists of items to find or a binder of riddles, trivia, math, or counting. Our games contain cards with images of details that can be found throughout the park just by walking around. You can play on your own schedule, so you don't have to worry about long lines, height requirements, or health concerns. Need help finding an image? We've got you covered, with hints and answers on each card so you're never left wondering where in the park the image can be found. Use the Scan Before Playing card to reveal an alternate image if one of the cards in your pack is currently hidden or removed from the park. Order today to get game packs for your next visits to the Disneyland Resort and Walt Disney World theme parks. But the fun doesn't stop there. We also have games for Universal Studios in Hollywood and Florida, Knott's Berry Farm, Six Flags, SeaWorld, and more. Ready to experience your favorite theme parks in a whole new way? Go to www.whereintheparkcom/waltzaptpodcast to get 10% off your order. A portion of the sale will also go to support the Waltz Apartment Podcast. Want $10 off your order instead? Visit patreon.com/waltzaptpodcast to become a lamplighter. With so much more to discover, the only question is, do you know where in the park?
Hey, we know where in the park. We love where in the park. And if you don't follow them yet on Instagram or Facebook, be sure to do that, especially this weekend. They will be at the House of Mouse Expo in Orlando, a very cool Disney fan event that's going on. So definitely check it out there. But let's get on with the news. So what's going on today, Sam?
Today actually was the start of the International Flower and Garden Festival at Epcot, which will run through May 27th. So at this festival, for anybody who may not know, you get to see lots of incredible topiaries that are shaped like Disney characters, and you have tons of food options. So this year there are... Did you want to
add something, Courtney? Well, I was just going to say, yeah. I saw a reel that they introduced the new topiaries this year. Do you have those?
I did not see the new topiaries today.
Oh, okay. So they have an Asha one and has a little star and it lights up at night from Aww. Wish. And then they made a Dante one from Coco. Oh, nice. And then they made a Groot one and he has a mixtape that says the greenhouse mixtape. And then the wheels in the mixtape move.
I did see Groot because that's the one I love because it's like one of the few that's not full topiary. I guess.
No, he's more like, I think he's more ceramic or something because he's like the base of it.
Yeah.
So, Courtney, maybe what we can do is if you want to send it to Joey, we can play that on the live show, the reel the live show.
Let me find that again. Yeah. I'll find it and we can play it on the live.
Yeah, we can play it on the live show. So if you are we're listening to this later, obviously as an audio version, go back and, you know, look at our YouTube or Facebook video for the February 28th recording, and then you can see that reel. So yes, the amazing topiaries, there's entertainment and of course, lots of, what's the little bees, the little bee guy.
Oh, Spike.
I forgot his name just now.
I think his name is Spike.
Spike the bee. Yeah. And yes. Spike the Bee and Orange Bird merch that always comes out during the Flower and Garden Festival. So there are 20 outdoor kitchens and over 60 new items to indulge in this year. The food looks absolutely incredible. There are some new first-time items like the Cubanito at Florida Fresh and Peach Galette at Epcot Farmer's Feast. And, of course, the frozen desert violet lemonade, the sake lemonade, right? The frozen violet lemonade and at Pineapple Promenade and the chicken and waffles at the Honey Bistro hosted by National Honey Board. Those are always favorites for the event. You can get those still, of course. You can get a festival passport and get your selections checked off as you are going through the event at Garden Graze. And then you'll get 8 tasty bites from Outdoor Kitchens, stamp the passport, take it back to Pineapple Promenade, and you'll get a special treat. So lots of fun things that you can experience, lots of delicious treats and lots of amazing merch. I always love Orange Bird merch so much.
I know. So. I want the Orange Bird Lug Life. Fanny pack.
Yeah. Is that the new one?
Yeah, it's the little orange bird. Like for the festival, the arts Lug Life did Figment. And then for Flower and Garden, they're doing Orange Bird.
And can you remind our listeners what exactly Lug Life is?
Well, Lug Life is like Loungefly, except so they do bags, purses, They do have like a park line, Disney Parks line where they have like raincoats, like in Minnie Mouse print and stuff like that. But they were the sponsors of D20, Destination D. They were the sponsors of Destination D. And they also have a line on Disney Cruise Line right now too, of bags. So they're up and coming with partnership with Disney right now.
Okay, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. And they right now, I know that they have released, because right now they're only doing like Epcot bags. So they have a Winnie the Pooh one that represents UK. They have a Minnie Mouse one that represents Italy. And they have a, did they put out another one? I think maybe those are the two pavilion ones. So
far. Oh, okay.
And then they have the Figment and the Orange Bird, which was festival specific. Yeah.
Well, right on. And I know we'll probably talk about it more because we're going to add a little bit more. We've done it in the past, but kind of get back to hitting some of the consumer stuff at the park since, like I said, we're going to tie it in with like D23 and how they do that with the parks panels and stuff. So,
yeah,
very, very cool. I've always wanted to go to this, but if I had a choice, it's so close to Festival of the Arts that it's hard to the farts, you know.
This was the first festival that me and Kelly actually went to because we went to Disney World the very first time. Was it our very first trip? I know it was in our second trip. We've gone in February twice. And it was at like the end of February. And one of our Epcot days landed on like the beginning of this festival. So we did get to do like the find Spike the Bee and stuff like that. We didn't really eat anything from the festival booths, but like we got to see all the topiaries and stuff like that. So,
which are always really nice.
Yeah.
Well, very cool. So, I anytime I could get to Epcot, I would always be down for it. So,
yeah.
Yes, hopefully one of us will be able to go sometime soon. Or all together. Let's do it, you know.
Yeah. Extra magic hour at Epcot. Let's go.
Field trip.
Yeah.
Girl trip.
That could be an extra trouble hour.
just for the light flatter. No, there's a lot of alcohol there. And drinking space around the world and in space.
That's right. Around the world and in space.
Well, right on. Going to the next story, I think we could jump right into that now. We got some very, very cool, not just concept art, but like video images and clips of something happening internationally. I know Courtney got very excited when she saw these. So.
Oh my goodness. Yes. I am all about this right now. We got all of the information. I'm sure we'll get more, but we got all of the information about Tokyo Disney's Fantasy Springs. I'm going to send this to you, Joey, so you can bring it up. I should have done that before, but so what this is it's a brand new land that's opening up on June 6, 2024 at Tokyo Disney Sea. And it's a brand new land that's going to be, or they call it ports. So it's going to be the 8th port, and it's going to be between the Arabian coast and the Lost River Delta. And it's a area inspired by three films. It's going to be Frozen, Tangled, and Peter Pan. And we got concept art, and we got details about rides and food and eateries. So in the Frozen, and they're going to call it Frozen Kingdom, I believe. Not sure why they're not calling it Arendelle, because in Hong Kong, they do call it Arendelle. But here they called it Frozen Kingdom. It's taking place after the finale of the film. So you're invited into the Kingdom of Arendelle, where Elsa is finally able to embrace her previously hidden powers. You're going to go on Anna and Elsa's frozen journey. You'll board a boat voyaging through the frozen movie scenes, just like you do in Frozen Ever After at Epcot. The story begins with Grandpappy, the leader of the trolls, retelling the tale we have all come to love. Soon you'll be whisked away on a journey through Anna and Elsa's memories, accompanied by songs from the film, including Do You Want to Build a Snowman for the First Time in Forever, Love is an open door and let it go. And the story will build to Anna turning into ice in an attempt to save Elsa from Hans, which is different from Epcot Forever After, Ever After, because I think it ends with them in summer.
Yeah.
So, or spring at least. So it'll be cool to see the technology that they use to turn Anna into ice, especially after I believe it's Tokyo Disney that has the Beauty and the Beast ride, where the Beast, you can actually see him transform into the prince.
That's awesome. And they most likely it'll so be Frozen Ever After minus the projection faces.
Right. I hope. I mean, I hope they would use the ones they just put in
Fingers
Hong Kong.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah. And not the projection ones. Then we're going to get two dining options. We're going to get the Royal Banquet of Arendelle and Oaken's OK Foods. Mm-hmm. So Anna and Elsa have opened the gates to the castle, which has been transformed into a dining area filled with books and artwork of beloved Frozen characters. Inside the Royal Banquet of Arendelle, you can even dine in the place of Elsa's coronation. It's like you're stepping into the film.
So it'll be like Beast Castle, but Frozen.
Yeah. And then Oaken has opened his doors to hungry visitors over at Oaken's OK Foods. You will be saying, woo-hoo, for the Scandinavian specialties he's prepared, including a fluffy cardamom bread filled with Scandinavian-style spiced meat and lingonberry jam. So he's he's probably going to be the quick service or just like a grab and go kind of thing. And then
they got to have a bushel of carrots, you know.
I know. Sven's got to eat too, right? And so then we transition into Rapunzel's forest. And it says that it's going to take place in the life at, the Rapunzel's Lantern Festival will come to life. So it's going to start with When My Life Will Begin, when she's in her tower, and Flynn Rider will watch from afar, but then she's going to escape her tower. And with Flynn at her side, she's going to visit locations we recognize from the film. And the journey will come to an end with their love blossoming at the Lantern Festival, complete with I See the Light and countless glowing lanterns. I believe this is also a boat ride. They didn't give us much detail because we see the tower in the land. So,
well, it looks like it because in the concept art, they're in
I
a boat very similar.
Cry on this.
I know, yeah. Right?
And it looks like the boat is headed right, like dead center towards the kingdom as the lanterns are coming up.
Yeah.
That is going to be.
But I don't know if that's in a projection room or if they've actually built that because you're in the forest in the land part of it. So I don't know what that concept art is.
It's got to be some kind of projection / practical.
Probably kind of like in Shanghai Disney with the pirates sunken ship. Like they have that big like IMAX projector thing. So it's probably a screen like that. And then here we'll get the Snuggly Duckling. So that's going to be your food in the land, your restaurant, like probably a quick service dining location. They even says that you'll get to chow down on a Duckling's Dream Cheeseburger or the Sweet Ever After dessert served in a frying pan. So that looks so cute.
That burger looks like Play-Doh.
Yeah, it looks like it's on a bao bun.
Interesting.
I'm not feeling that. You're not feeling that. I mean, a lot of people say Tokyo's food is really good, so I don't know. I'm not even quite sure what's on that. It looks like spam's on there or a ham little ring, like I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
And then the last part of this is we're gonna go to Peter Pan's Neverland. So you're going to join Peter Pan, Captain Hook, and so you're going to be in Neverland, Captain Hook's pirate ship, and Pixie Hollow.
Cool.
So there's going to be two attractions here in Peter Pan's Neverland. So on this adventure, you'll join Peter Pan, Tinkerbell, and the Lost Kids. So we're not calling them the Lost Boys. We're calling them the Lost Kids. And you'll go on an epic adventure to rescue John from Captain Hook. and his band of pirates. Here you'll board a boat sprinkled with fairy dust by Tinkerbell and soar into the sky while encountering Windy, Michael, the mermaids, and even Captain Hook's moored ship, the Jolly Roger. Over in Pixie Hollow, Fairy Tinkerbell's Fairy Tinkerbell's busy buggies will explore the fairy valley and its changing seasons. From flowers and mushrooms to painting utensils and pieces of nibbled cheese, you've been shrunk down to the size of a fairy. And so then they're going to have a restaurant called Lookout Cookout, and it's made from parts of a shipwreck that's been washed ashore.
That sounds
in
kind
Neverland.
Of like That sounds kind of like the Ratatouille ride, doesn't it?
Yeah, like kind of like you'll, shrunk down. Yeah. You'll have big things around you. You'll probably come out at Lookout Cookout, you know, which you'll discover items from the Lost Kids, and you'll have pajamas, hammocks, self-made hideout. You know, they're like probably in that tree that they hide out in.
Yeah.
And you'll get the menu includes Lost Kids snack box with chicken tenders, seaweed fritters, banana chips, and shrimp chips, as well as pixie dust soda that's kiwi flavored with a star that dissolves into a silver sparkling effect, just like pixie dust. And that's not all. There's
real quick.
Yeah, what's up?
Oh, no. That looks very similar to the new power up drink that Universal for
that's
the Mario.
Universal.
That's what it looks like a little bit, especially with the pixie dust.
And also the 50th drinks that they had that were non-alcoholic where you could just like, they had the glitter bombs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then for Joey, he loves popcorn. So they're going to have new popcorn flavor at the Popcorn Wagon in Peter Pan's Neverland. Available for the first time at Tokyo Disney Resort, the roast beef popcorn features a robust flavor seasoned with salt and black pepper and aromas of roasted meat and gravy.
Absolutely not.
I love popcorn. I love roast beef and gravy, and that is a hard hell no for me.
It's a thing in Tokyo Disney where they have lots of different flavored popcorn, and they go crazy for this thing. Like, they have popcorn buckets that are like so detailed and like they're like set pieces, like seriously, they're insane. And they all have like different flavored popcorn. And this is going to be the newest one and the roast beef one.
Again, hell
more
no.
Power to them.
Right.
Yeah.
And then, of course, what is a new land without a new hotel that goes right into the land?
Oh, my God.
So we have Tokyo Disney Sea Fantasy Springs Hotel. So,
this looks bonkers awesome.
It's kind of like what we were talking about in Paris, where they had the princess rooms and stuff like that. So they're doing that in Tokyo Sea, where these are going to be princess-themed suites. And they have interiors inspired by flora and fauna with motifs themed to the port. There's also going to be three dining experiences to discover. They don't go much into detail about that, but it's going to be called Fantasy Springs Restaurant, Grand Paradise Lounge, and La Lilibelle. So
flora and fauna, but no Merryweather?
No, because it's just the flowers.
I know. The concept art looks awesome.
Yeah. And then, of course, they'll have special merchandise.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Ugh.
Which, that's like right out of the movie, the like little dolls.
Yeah. This is another reason. If I didn't want to do Disney Tokyo Sea the most out of anything already, this definitely adds to that. Everything.
Oh, absolutely.
All the concept art is freaking amazing. I love that they're bringing newer classics to the parks along with a timeless classic like Peter Pan and everything except for the roast beef popcorn.
Looks, right. We didn't just get concept art. We got a flyover. They have a video there.
Yeah. Oh, did I?
I mean,
yeah,
it won't do much good for the audio listeners.
It'll be on the live,
but we can show it on the live.
So,
but we did get flyover of actually what they have been working on because we are only like 3 months away, I think it said, because it does open on June 6th. So early June is when this opens this year.
Yeah, I know they showed when they had the announcement at the last D23, it looked cool, and it was like they had the costumes and stuff. But these Imagineers, what they're doing over there, are just insane, because this looks way better than what they had at D23. So, but I'm guessing we're all excited about these.
Yeah, I'm excited. I mean, Tokyo is on my bucket list, and it just made it even more so.
Yeah, absolutely. So, this was a surprise, because it was a happy surprise. But
yeah,
man, yeah. Hopefully, we'll do a Waltz Apartment trip there. So
I'm for it.
Yeah, absolutely. So let us know what you guys think. If you're happy with the three films that they decided, and or what else they would have done. But I think right now is a great time to get to know our sponsor, Gateway Today.
Well, hello, and welcome to Let's Get to Know Our Sponsor. Gateway Today has been helping Disney vacation dreams come true since 1990. Whether you choose to visit the happiest place on earth or travel to Orlando and beyond, they want to help you. Need to know the best hotel in the area? What theme park ticket should you buy? Have a last minute change? No worries. Their travel experts are always here to help. Want to book a cruise and don't know where to start? Hey, they can help with that too. They will help you find the perfect cruise for your vacation, whether it is your first time or you're a well-seasoned cruiser. When you book your cruise with one of the Gateway Today's experts, you will have a dedicated agent to help you every step of the way. They take care of the details so you can have the most fun. Gateway Today has Layway, Peace of Mind Travel, allowing you to cancel or make changes up to 72 hours in advance. You will always have the most up-to-date vacation information, both pre-arrival and upon your welcome. Gateway Today will guarantee the best prices with no hidden fees. And every time you book through Gateway Today, they will donate a portion back to a charitable organization in your area. And so far, over $4.5 million has been donated. So click the link in our show notes to start your Disney vacation planning for more information and the best deals. Tell them Walt's Apartment sent you. And until next time, enjoy the view from Walt's Apartment.
Yay, we love Gateway Today. They are awesome. And I always say, definitely check out their Instagram and Facebook, because you always find some great deals. And I'm just looking at it right now. If you book for limited time a trip at Walt Disney World from March 25th to October 3rd, you get a free day. How awesome is that? So check them out. As Blurred Hulk David would say, go get you some. They're awesome. And we got a little extra time here, so I thought maybe doing a new little thing, what I'm calling quick trips. And it's just some stories that popped up that, you know, we don't have to run a whole debate or topic on. Just be like, hey, this was announced. What do you guys think? So sticking with the Walt Disney World theme, one thing that just got announced is if you book a Walt Disney World trip in 2025, you get a water park day for free. So I'll go with Sam. What do you think about that?
So I've actually never done any of the water parks, because I don't know. Like, we go to water parks, like, here. Like, we're going to one this weekend. My daughter loves water parks, and so we're going to one for her birthday, an indoor one. But I just never, like, thought about the fact that the kind of magic that I'm used to experiencing in the actual parks would exist in the water parks for me. So I don't know what other people's experience are. I've never done the water parks, but if I had a free ticket, would I do that instead of a resort day at a pool, which I usually do to relax? Yeah, but it's not something, like, I don't think to go buy a ticket to the water parks, because it's not my thing. I'd rather have, like, a chill day at a pool and, yeah, you know, hanging out at a resort. But if I had a free ticket, yeah, I would definitely give it a shot. And I'm hoping that that's what Disney's using to try and draw people into the parks or into the water parks, is like, hey, we have this here. Like, let me sell it to you. but they have to really sell it to people or else this is going to just like tank the water parks.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because then the people who do enjoy, then the people who do enjoy going aren't going to want to go because there's more people there. So
yeah,
the people who already were invested, the people who were already invested are no longer going to spend the money because it's crowded and then it's going to be a thing. So hopefully they can sell the water parks to people and make the water park days just as magical as park days.
Yeah, absolutely. What about you, Courtney? What do you thought when you heard this?
I mean, I was kind of indifferent because I don't really have an interest to going to water parks very often. But if it's free, like, I'll check it out. I mean, I've seen videos of them. I find it so you're not going to be able to choose which water park you go to because both of their water parks are never open at the same time. I'm finding that like one is open. Like if Blizzard Beach is open, Typhoon Lagoon is closed. So you're not going to be able to choose which of the water parks you go to unless you choose that time of the year that it's open. So that's the only like drawback that I feel like is of that. But like, hey, if it's free, I'll go check it out.
Yeah, that's interesting because you would think, especially in the hot Florida summers and muggy, you'd have them both open. But I've never gone. I've been to the Christmas mini golf on our what we call like our Disney Springs day, and that would be a perfect way to start, you know, do the water park in the morning during the day, enjoy the sun, and then do Disney Springs at night if you're doing that kind of thing or even the parks. But I know Alex and Addie went to Typhoon Lagoon during their honeymoon and they loved it, but Alex is half aquatic anyway, so
I've just never been a big person on water parks. The slides sometimes are too much for me. I never really enjoyed Courtney, going to Hurricane Harbor and stuff, so
I'm there with you. So I apparently break bones all the time, but specifically in water parks. So I was on a cruise ship and I was on a body slide on a cruise ship and broke my wrist on the cruise ship. Had to get my wrist taken care of on land in Puerto Rico the next morning. Then I was actually at another water park, an indoor water park, and me being me, I'm like, let's make this an adventure. So I like Dukes of Hazzard load my ass into this water slide, this body slide, and I break my tailbone the second that I hit the slide, and I'm going down the entire slide knowing that I have to try and get up at the end with a broken tailbone. It was fantastic. That was literally like a week before COVID shut everything down in 2020. So everybody is sitting around a lot more. And when you have a broken tailbone, the last thing you want to do is sit. So
yeah,
water slides and I are not friends. I do not play with them anymore, but like I'll sit in a wave pool or like, so, but my daughter loves them. So
if I can have a drink on the lazy river and they let me just stay in the lazy river, I will be there all day. So, just until I get
that's the thing is a lot of places don't allow you to take drinks into the actual areas.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure Disney is the same. I'm not sure if you'll be able to take your drink in there.
Yeah, you might be trailed by that little dye following you if you're too relaxed. I just want to go to Typhoon Lagoon because I grew up watching the Mickey Mouse Club and the party do like live from Typhoon Lagoon when it was there. But and it's got the SEA references, so I'd like to see that. But
it's cool. That's cool.
Yeah, anytime you get something free from Disney,
there's some Mary O'Shanner.
Yeah, and the cool thing is that came directly from Disney. It's not any travel agent like hey, you get this perk for free. It's directly from Disney. So whenever you book a stay at their qualifying hotels, you're gonna get that free day, that free ticket to the water park. So.
Yeah, but next little bit on our quick trips is I know we're all excited about the new cruise ship, the Treasure, and especially that awesome Haunted Mansion bar and lounge that they're doing.
Parlor.
But they just revealed a special tribute to one Rolly Crump, and they're going to have a sculpture a head bust of him with half his face like melting like his famed Candleman, which I saw that. I'm like, that is so freaking awesome. Just to pay tribute to the man like that. I thought it was very cool. So I'm sure we're all fans of that, but I mean,
yeah, honestly, I think it is an incredibly creative way to pay honor to him too, because obviously we know, and for anyone who's listening that may not know, Rolly was pretty much integral in the sculpting of anything in the Haunted Mansion. And he played a lot of roles in the Haunted Mansion. So I think it's really, really special that they're doing it in this way and that he's going to be in the Haunted Mansion parlor. And the fact that this is happening on a cruise ship, the cruise ships bring just as much magic as the parks do. And just as much history and inspiration. And so like, there's just magic everywhere. That's why I'm saying I hope there's magic at the water parks too, because I don't know.
I mean, I was excited when they added Candleman into the Haunted Mansion Holiday, and I believe they added him to the Magic Kingdom Haunted Mansion as well. So
maybe. I don't know. I didn't see anybody blog about that, but okay. He definitely was in the holiday version in the Disneyland version. Yes.
Yeah, and hopefully that's something that just stays, because anything Rolly Crump, you know, it's just close to all our hearts here. So very cool on you, Disney and Cruise Line. Can't wait to see it in person someday. But
We will.
Yeah, hopefully. And then one more little bit of news before we cut out here is not really news, but something that me and Courtney are looking forward to, but also something in mine and Sam's wheelhouse, is at both Disneyland and Magic Kingdom, it is the annual Adventureland Day event. And this is an awesome event on the West Coast, put on by Tiki Tony and Tiki Land Trading, also in association with a friend of Sam's, is somebody that we've a mutual friend, a Stewart, or you might know him as Charles Thatcher. Mm-hmm. But this is just a fun. This is a very fun, just crazy fun dress up day. Going around where people are dressed up as like skippers and Indiana Jones and safaris and just adventurers, very SEA centric and heavy. This will be Courtney's first time going. Yeah. So
I'm looking forward to it. I have my tiki outfit.
Yeah. So I'm super excited. And I would, one year when I was still working for the airline, I was actually planning on going to the Disneyland one, then the Disney World one, because they used to be separate days. But now the last couple of years, they've been on the same day. But Sam, have you gone at all to one of these?
I have not been to one. I've seen tons of footage. I'm in all of the groups that talk about it. So what day is Adventureland Day being held this year?
It'll be this Sunday, March 3rd. It's always the first Sunday of March. And there's scavenger hunts. Gotcha. There's ride takeovers. There's
sing-alongs.
This is something that it's not an official Disney event, but Disney does pay attention to it, and they milk it like so.
Kind of like Dapper Day.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, and I know last year or the couple years they even had the little cardboard signs that was like, you know, like I was there kind of sign. So it'll just say Adventureland Day 2024. Last year at the bazaar in Adventureland, tiki artist Jeff Granito released a adventurer style tiki print, which he was right in the bazaar selling in and signing. So what do you got up there?
Do you have it?
No, I don't have that, but almost every piece of art on my wall back here is Jeff Granito. I love that nice safari tiki style.
Yeah. And take a look at Tiki Cast YouTube real soon, because we were at a tiki takeover at Noble Ale Works in Anaheim, and
we got to meet Jeff Granito. So
yeah, he did a beer at one of the labels with Tiki Tony for their tiki inspired seltzers at Noble Ale Works. So
yeah,
but I'm excited. Me and Courtney will talk about it more at the next Extra Magic Hour about our experience. But I think that is it. Unless you guys have anything else you'd like to add. Anything extra?
Just that also, just for you guys to plan, Dapper Day is coming up in the first week of April. So if you're interested in doing that, Dapper Day is coming up. I loved Dapper Day. I've gone to numerous of them. I love dressing up, but unfortunately me and Kelly will be on our cruise when it's happening. It's the first week of April. Oh, I know. It's so the end of the world, right? but it is April.
You know what we can plan?
What?
We can plan for a future Extra Magic Hour before that is a Dapper Day Tips episode. Absolutely. Because there are a lot of things you can do right at Dapper Day and a lot of things that you can do wrong at Dapper Day. And I have friends who actually are they're pretty big names in Dapper Days. Everybody, okay. They're the people you're looking for in the parks because you know they're there and you are trying to have your picture taken with them. So
yeah.
Maybe we can get them to come on as guests and talk to us about it because I run a Disney fashion group on Facebook. Yeah. That called Disney Fashionistas, and it's pretty much Dapper Day content.
Let's do it. You heard it here first, folks. Next episode, I think, or will be
as Big Papa Disney, as long as Big Papa Disney says it's okay, we can do a short segment, or I can even record it and we can throw it in.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right on. That's a great idea. So,
but yeah, Dapper Day's coming up, and yeah, so. They usually do a spring one and a fall one. So if you can't make the spring one, make the fall one. It's usually in November. So
very, very cool. So, so that is this week's episode.
And also, the other thing is just a reminder, Kelly and I will be at Disney Channel Night on the 7th of March. So, and that's the Disney After Dark event in March. So
you have to definitely check out Neverland Clubhouse on Instagram.
Yeah. I cannot wait to see your pictures and hear what they had available for you guys. I'm just as excited for the fact that you guys are going as I am jealous that I don't get to go. So
yeah, I know it's kind of hard because the After Dark events are always during the week. So out of towners can't really go unless they plan a trip there around it.
But knowing Courtney and Kelly, Sam, you'll be there in spirit. So
exactly.
Yes.
Well, all right on, everybody. I hope you enjoyed the show. And I guess until next time, we will see you at the parks. Bye.
Bye.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world. Thank you. Yay!